Have faith in God, and this must be part four. Have faith in God. And my text is Mark 11:22. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. I defined faith 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. If you were not here, go get that message. I'm pressing forward because I want to pray for people. I began to make some biblical facts about faith in God. I said, number one, genuine faith in God has its roots in Jesus Christ. I gave scriptures for that. Number two, this was where I stopped last week, and it might be where I will still stop today. Because I want to drive home this point. Number two, faith in God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. In Ephesians 5:17, Paul the Apostle wrote something urging the church. He said in Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding, because if you don't understand the will of God, you'll be unwise. You'll be praying unwise prayer. You'll be begging for what God has given you. Let me tell you two things that God will not do for you. Two things that God will not do for you. One, God will not give you what he has already given you. No matter how long you pray that prayer, God will not answer that prayer because he has already given you. Your name is Oriofe, and you go to the Lord and say, Lord, let my name be Oriofe. Father, let my name be Oriofe. Oh, Rabba Santa Yaba. Lord, let my name, make my name Oriofe. Lord, make my name, let my name be Oriofe. He has given you that name. Your dad has given you the car keys, the keys to your new car. This is for you, baby. Drive it to Lagos. And then you go to your dad. Dad, I want the keys to the car. Which car? The new car. Lord, I gave that to you last night. You did? Yeah, but I really want you to give me. How? Like, give me. I've given you already. Give me, give me, give me, give me, daddy. Give you. Daddy, give you. That's what we do in the place of prayer. You cry. Oh God, do it, do it, do it. What he has already done. God will not answer that kind of prayer. He will not give you what he has already given you. Number two thing that God will not do. God will not do for you what you ought to do for yourself. Number one, God will not give you what he has already given you. Number two, God will not do for you what you are supposed to do for yourself. You are supposed to do your believing for yourself. The just shall live by his faith. God will not do the believing for you. God will not do your believing for you. Like God will not do your praying for you. Like God will not do your cooking for you. He will provide a channel through which money will come. But God will not come to your kitchen to cook your meal. Can I have an amen? If you understand that, can I have an amen? God, I need food. You sent a raven to feed Elijah. Lord, I know that's under the old covenant, but I believe you because I'm a man of faith. Come down to my kitchen. Send down fire. Roast my chicken for me. God, don't let me die of hunger. This is chicken. These are the condiments. Lord, here is the stove and the burn and the oven. Make me some barbecue, Lord. Seriously? He won't do it for you. He won't do what you're supposed to do. God will not come down to read the Bible to you. He has given you his will. Paul the Apostle said, don't be unwise. Ephesians 5:17. No, now, put it on the screen. Thank you. But understanding what the will of the Lord is, you must go for the understanding of the will of God. You go after understanding. Open the Bible and stay there and invite the Holy Spirit to give you understanding until understanding comes. Psalm 119 verse 144. The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding. Understanding answers the question why. Why am I praying? Because I know that God hears prayers. Psalm 65 and verse 2. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Why am I praying? Because I know this is the confidence that I have. If I pray for anything according to his will, if it's in his will, he will hear. God cannot say no to his will. What kind of God is that? He gave the will, you pray the will, he says yes every time. All his promises in Christ Jesus are yes and amen to the glory of God the Father. Can I have an amen to that? It is not the will of God for you to be sick. It is not the will of God for you to be broke. Everybody's broke in Nigeria. Yeah, keep saying that. Keep having it. For me, I'm blessed. Nigeria is yielding with her full strength and capacity for me in the name of Jesus. Make it your confession. Amen? So, faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins. This was where I stopped last week. Oh, Paul the Apostle prayed that we may know the will of God. Colossians 1, 9 to 10. Since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you. Please pray this prayer over your life every day. Colossians 1, 9. For this cause we also, since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire what? That you, expression house, put your name, that I, Fred, that your life like that might be filled. I want to be completely filled with the knowledge of his will. I want to know his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Can you see the will? Can you see understanding? Can you see that there is a fusion between them? You must understand the will. Hey, if you understand the will of God in any given situation, you have the victory already. If something comes to you and you know this is not from God, this is not the will of God, you can stand against it and say, get out in the name of Jesus. But where you don't know it is the will of God, it's a Q, Sarah, Sarah, what will be, will be. Maybe God wants me to have an extra year in the university so that I can win souls in my extra year. Is it the will of God for you to fail? Does failure glorify God? What's wrong with those girls that made first class? They were sleeping with the lecturers. We know they were sleeping. No, they were not sleeping, baby. They knew who they were, whether in Christ or in the devil. Do you know that people that are deeply occultic, they talk with authority? They don't care about you. They talk with authority because they know what they carry on the inside. But you don't know who you carry. But the Bible tells me, and I'm going to tell you who you carry. 1 John 4:4. It says, you are of God, little children. You are of God. You are not of Satan. You are of God, little children. He said, for greater, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It means two things. One thing, there is a he in you, a person. There is another he in the world, also another person whom you don't see. Both of them are invisible. So there is an invisible he in you that is now greater than the invisible he in the world, and means you can go into the world and overcome. Can I have an amen? Because the one on the inside of you is greater than the one on their inside. But they talk as though the one on their inside is greater than the one on your inside. And then you are easily intimidated. No, no, no. If you're a lawyer and you meet another lawyer in the court of law, the one that is very occultic will speak with boldness. The one that has Christ is easily intimidated. You know, according to the constitution, my Lord, it shouldn't be no. As he roars like a lion, he doesn't have a lion in him. He has a bulldog in him. And the bulldog is a toothless bulldog. You are the one that carries the original lion. Can I have an amen? Because according to Revelation 5:5, it says, weep not, one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So who is the lion of the tribe of Judah? Come on, talk to me, George. Where is Jesus? Is he in you right now? So you've got a lion in you. Come on, somebody say, I have a lion in me. So a bulldog does not roar. A bulldog barks. No matter how deep the voice may be, it's still barking. A boar bell, Rottweiler. What they do is barking. Even if it's deep. You can never compare that to the roaring of a lion. So you meet in the court of law and you have this occultic lawyer, and you have this one Jesus lawyer. Hallelujah. The one that has Christ in him. The occultic backs. The one that has Christ roars. It is not in the volume of your voice. It might be a smooth, sweet talk, but it's loaded with authority. When Jesus came to the coast of the madman of Gadara, he didn't shout. For he said, get out of him. The man shouted, I know who you are, Jesus, the Son of God. Have you come to destroy us before the time? Jesus issued a command. Get out of him. You can be on an airplane. Somebody's misbehaving. Like they are under the influence of a devil. Every time you shout. While you're on your seat, you can say, now you foul spirit, get out. In the name of Jesus. And they hear. And there are times it comes as a loud roar. Out in the name of Jesus. And they get out. Because you know who you are in Christ and who you carry on the inside of you. Can I have an amen? It's high time we stopped living like pupets. It's high time we stopped living like we don't know the God that we serve. We are children of the Most High God. And we must be bold in all our dealings with people. Don't be arrogant. Don't be rude. But be bold. Are you with me, church? How then do I know the will of God? Pastor, you said faith starts where the will of God is known. How do I know the will of God? Because I want to know. One of the ways to know the will of God, this I wouldn't say is the only way, because praying in the spirit is part of it. Powerful, powerful. Maybe that's number one, praying in the spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want to take this job offer. I have another job offer in Abuja. The one in Port Harcourt is offering more money than the one in Abuja. Which one do I take? I don't know. At some point in your life, you may find yourself at such crossroads. What do? You want to know which one is the will of God for you. Usually the one with more money is very attractive, is more attractive. But you are a child of God and you don't want to miss God. You don't want to be in Port Harcourt if God wants you in Abuja. Are you with me, church? Come on. Are you with me, church? If you're with me, say amen. If you have gone home, say amen. Nobody has gone home. Wow. God bless you. You got me this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude has only one chapter and verse 20. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I don't want to dwell too much on that. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray until you listen. Pray and listen. Pray until you hear. Pray and listen. Pray and listen. Pray and listen until there is an inward witness in your heart. Likewise, the Spirit also beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen, church. More often than not, God may not speak in an audible voice, but it will bear witness in your spirit. How? There will be a green light. This is the right thing to do. How? Sometimes there's a red flag. Every time I've got that red flag in the last 1 year, I have retreated. Because I know that not heeding to the leading of God can cost you your life. It almost did me. Don't do business with that person. Don't you ever have anything to do with that person. That was all I heard years ago. And I forgot down the line. Don't you ever have anything to do. When the Holy Ghost was telling me that, witnessing that in my heart, I had no business dealings with him. I thought maybe he was talking about ministry. You know, like maybe he invites me to preach in his church and I should never go. That was what I thought. Hey, stay until you have clarity. Stay until you have clarity. Some of you right now, you want to leave your boss. You want to sack your boss and be your own boss. But it might not be time yet. God still wants you to develop strength of character because you are inconsistent. Look at the time you get to work. Sometimes 7:55, sometimes 8:05, sometimes 8:30, sometimes 8:35. Your resumption time is 8 o'clock. You are inconsistent. And if you carry that inconsistency to your own business, you will kill that business. And God wants you to learn under that person before you be your own boss. Many, many premature resignation. And today they have nothing to show for it. What are you doing? I'm still trying to set up my business. 2 years. Some are pulled out of ministry to start their own ministry. I know a man doing well, but because of persecution, pulled out of his of the ministry where he was serving. Started his own ministry. 1 year down the line, nobody showed up. He shut down the church. Another 1 year, he tried to start it again. As I speak to you, that ministry has not taken off the ground. And this is a man under whose ministration I've been before. Highly anointed of God. No doubt. But premature resignation. Premature resignation. Premature resignation. And if the Holy Ghost says, hey, you stayed too long on that mountain, move. Then it's time to move. Never you be ahead of God. Never you come behind. Be in sync with God. Tell your neighbor, say, in sync with God. So one way to know the will of God is what? How many people came to church this morning? You pray in the spirit. You pray and you listen. You pray and you listen. Rastopadia bahaya. Lekota brakatala baharia ba. Egaga. Pray as long as you need to pray. Sometimes take 3 days off. Go and pray. Take it off. I won't cut off your head for not coming to church, but I'll prefer that you do it during the week so you can come to church on Thursday for Bible study and be in church on Sunday morning. Amen. Take time out. I'll do it. You don't know, but I do. Take time out. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call upon me. Allow me to answer you. And then I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. If you're sleeping, say amen. Okay, one person. Thank you, Lord. What's another way to know the will of God? Listen. And if you are writing, write this, because I want to dwell on this point. This is my only point today, actually, and I'm going to pray. Make a quality decision. Write it down. Make a quality decision. In bracket, I wrote, which shows your strength of character. A quality decision. Quality decision. Which shows your strength of character. To stay in the Word of God. Investing quality time daily. Daily, 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 daily. A quality decision to stay in the Word of God daily. Investing, not spending. Investing quality time in your Bible, in the Word of God daily, daily. The Bible is the Word of God. Can I have an amen? There are many debates online now about whether the Bible is the Word of God or it contains the Word of God. Is it? It contains the Word of God and then the words of men and then the words of angels and all that. Don't get into that foolish argument. It doesn't profit you anything. The Bible is the Word of God. Can I have an amen? Can I have a better amen? A man that I used to know in this country, whose everything has collapsed, who used to be a general overseer of his own ministry, left Nigeria for some country overseas, and then he's writing on Facebook now that because the Bible was written by certain men, you know, give or take, there are always errors of judgment, errors of commission or omission, like in every human writing. So he was submitting that the Bible also, peradventure, contains certain, he was not completely saying errors, but some mistakes. Such men unfollow. Amen? No need to sit down and be reading what they're writing, because what you're feasting on will affect you. If you keep eating earthworms, 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 you will find yourself in UCH. You have to eat Indomie, not earthworms. They look alike. Oh, I'm sorry, those of you that eat noodles. Description is not nice. Because the next time you want to eat it, you will remember what Pastor Fred, oh God. Yeah, I want you to grow up and be eating Eba. Can I have an amen? Are you with me, church? Very good. I love you, church. Make a quality decision. Thank you. Make a quality decision. What's a quality decision? A quality decision means you'll be there every day. Come rain, come shine. It means you will do it every day, every day. It's a commitment. It's a dedication. You will do it every time. You do it tired. When you're tired, you keep doing it. That's what I mean by you do it tired. You do it when there is so much energy. You do it when you're tired. You're tired, you bring your tiredness into it, and you keep doing it. That's how people develop character. That's how we develop character. If you tell a lie, and then you move away and repent, you are not yet a liar. You have told a lie, you've repented. But you tell another lie. You move away from it, you go back and tell another lie. You move away and then you go back and tell another lie. After a while, you know, it started as an action. It will become a habit. From the habit, it will become your character. Such that you cannot even tell the truth anymore. There are people in my life that I know, that I've met, who can never tell me anything and I will believe again in my life. I will never believe them again in my... I told one of them to his face, I said, sir, you can never say anything again in this world that I, Fred Akinlelegbe, will believe. He said, what? I said, yes, sir. I said, because you have lied consistently over 1 year. Some people lie. They lie against the devil. When you catch them, say it's the devil will shout, ah, Emiko! The devil has masters. One time in the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, our father in the Lord was the president. So he used to take Bible study at Premier Hotel here. And the place would be filled up. People would come from all over. It was an interdenominational thing, so no church. He said one day, a woman came to his house in Bashorun where he was living. You know, was just a young man, just starting life. Just got back from work in the evening and maybe was about to eat. This woman came, she lived in the same neighborhood. And said, hello, Brother Alex. Oh, how are you, ma? I don't know you. God bless you. Well, you don't know me, but I know you. She sat down and narrated a story. She said, I live in this same neighborhood. You don't know me, but I know you. I come to Full Gospel. Are you not the one that teaches Bible study? I said, yes, I am. She said, well, I've come to tell you that I hate you. Ah, you hate me? What did I do, ma? Well, I was in your Bible study one day, and I brought my demon. As you were preaching, I sent my demon to you to go and attack you, afflict you while you were teaching the Bible. But the demon came back and told me that he could not attack you. I sent him the second time. I said, go and attack him. The demon came back and said, no, he couldn't do it. I sent him the third time. Said the third time he went and came back and asked me, are you blind? Can't you see? And I asked him, see what? All of this was going on. A spiritual transaction was going on in the Bible study. Because some of you think that all that there is to life is these things that you see. You don't know that there are the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The demon came back and said, can't you see? I can't attack him because the greater one was with him. Pastor Alex did not know. He was Brother Alex at the time. I love people who don't like titles. If you're a title person, we can never be friends forever. And that's the problem of Nigerian ministers. God called them yesterday. Today, they're an apostle. There are 4 degrees of apostles. This is not my message for today. I will teach you that one another time so that your apostles, you know where they fit in. The demon came and said, can't you see? The greater one is with him. I can't afflict him. And the demon left the meeting angrily. So she was empty, ordinary. Brother Alex did not know till the end of the meeting. Madam, what did I do wrong? I just hate you, that's all. And she got up and left. And she said, you rendered my demon powerless. You. So she left. He gave me that illustration to underscore a point. And I said, sir, what's this point? He said, the point is, some human beings are more wicked than the devil. Because when he made that statement, we were in a meeting, three of us pastors. I was the one writing as the secretary. I dropped the pen and said, sir, how can some human being be more wicked than the devil? Then he gave me that illustration. I said, he said, in that case, even the demon, when he came, said, I can't attack this man. He went back. The woman sent him back several times. Go, go. Some people lie more than the devil. They learned how to lie from the devil. But they lie. As simple as, where are you coming from? They've forgotten where they're coming from. They've not forgotten, though. It's called selective amnesia. They choose to forget. I was coming from, it was an area of Dugbe, Jericho, so the road broke into two, and I didn't ask you. Where are you coming from? And these are the people you are dealing with in your schools, in your places of business, and all of that. Are you with me, church? Am I boring you? Thank you. A quality decision. Why? How did they get to that point? My point is, they have practiced it over and over and over and over and over. It has now left being action. It went through metamorphosis into habit, and then habit metamorphosed into character. If human beings are capable of doing that, we are also capable of doing the right thing. Make the word of God an action, first of all. Like today, after service, you open it, you get into it, spend 2 hours there. Tomorrow, you do it again. The day after tomorrow, you do it again. Every day, you do it. Later, it becomes a habit for you. All right? And you keep doing it, it will soon become part of your character. Such that there is nothing anybody brings to your table that you will not think, what does the Bible have to say about this? Are you with me, church? Somebody tells you, bring some money. It's not really gambling. It's just a way of multiplying money. You know, roll the dice. But you don't have to roll the dice. Somebody will roll it on your behalf. You put your money. 20,000 will give you 250,000. You will first of all think, what does the Bible say about this? Seest thou a man diligent in his business? Is that my business? That's how they have robbed Nigerians. Character. Will God want me to put my money in that kind of thing? Character. Character. I'm asking you this morning, begin to spend quality time in the Word of God. In the Word. This is the will of God. As you spend time, you know what will begin to happen to you? The Word of God will begin to condition and to recondition your thinking faculty. Umam, permit me to say in Yoruba, ayuriye. Kubaji. Asete. Kuriye. How do I say that in English? It will turn your head. Turn it over and 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 then set it to the original state that God intended your mind to function exactly like the mind of Christ. Are you with me, church? I'll give you one scripture and I will do a demonstration for you to see. Thank you, Lord. A lot to say here. Let me jump. Go to Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Actually, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. Because of my time. Romans 12, 2. Those of you that are walking up and down, I hope you sit down and hear something that is going to change your life. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said, do not conform to this world. Don't blend with this world. This world has a way of thinking. Look up, everybody. Look at me. This world has a way of thinking. But the Bible says, don't think like the world. It said, for you to be the best that God wants you to be, for you to walk by faith and not by sight, for you to have the kind of results that only faith in God can produce, he said, your mind needs to be renewed. If the mind is not renewed, your faith won't work. You won't even be able to believe God. Because naturally, listen, church, naturally we are all conditioned to be unbelievers. As children, we were believers. We believe anything, anybody, anything at all. As we began to grow, we began to mature. We began to reason things out. And then we gravitated towards the negative. 1 John 5:19 says, we are of God. But we know that the whole world lies in wickedness. That's the natural habitat of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world in John chapter 8. He that comes after me will not walk in darkness. Darkness is the natural state of man. In Colossians 1:13, the Bible talks about God who delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Before our translation, we were under the dominion of darkness. Are you with me, church? Are you flowing with me, church? So I want to show you the state of your mind, my mind, BC, before Christ. Bring me that cola. Cola. The drink. Okay, good, good, good. I want to show you the mind of man. Before we were translated. Oh, you see, you don't need this. This is for drinking. Eh? Okay, anyway, I will show them. Good that you brought it. Go and fill this with water. See, this is the mind of man. Larry, you need to run. This is the mind of every man. Now, somebody help me peel off this thing because we are not advertising any product. Just peel it off. Just peel off the paper. Thank you. God bless you. So this is the mind of man, full of gibberish, evil thoughts, suicide, depression, sin. Sin is black and hell is hot. See, this is the mind of every man. Murder, envy, envy, oh, envy. This is it. Jealousy, backbiting, gossiping, evil concupiscence, adultery, fornication, masturbation, pornography. They're all here in the mind of everyone you know that is not born again. Your mind was like this before you met Christ. My mind was like this. Ah. Growing up, I was planning to join a secret cult because I had a big brother, a mentor, who was in a cult. Not my family member, but my mentor. If your mentor is a tormentor, you are also a tormentor in the making. And I wanted to, let me not say it on the airwaves. Oga, fill that bowl, the bowl, not the cup. See, take, oh yeah, pour it inside. Go on, more water. See. Put it by. So, this is the natural man with his unregenerated mind. Dark mind. Dark mind. But look at this water. Clean, pure. This is the mind of Christ. This is the mind of the believer. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Put that on the screen. You have the mind of Christ. Okay, I will get there. Stay at 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Look at the mind of the natural man. So he can't receive. A dark mind like this cannot receive the things of God. Can you see? Because it's dark. Go to verse 15 and 16. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet himself is judged of no man. Yes, verse 16. But for who had known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. For you have what? So this is the goal. Look at this. This is the goal. This is where we're going. We have it positionally, but we must make it experiential. As a born-again child of God, you have the mind of Christ, but your mind is still like this. That's why you're still thinking of all the things you think of that you know are not godly, things you don't even like to share with anybody. Private struggles. Oh, God, deliver me. I will not do it again. All the I will not do it again is because of this mind. Well, how do I get out of that I will not do it again? So I thank God for who I am now. I'm enjoying my life in Christ. I'm enjoying a consistent walk with God. How many of you like it when you're consistent for 1 month? Praise God. I love it too. You're concerned with the prayer life. You're concerned with your word study. You're concerned with everything. Holiness, purity. There's no
You get what I'm saying?
No, nothing to repent of around you. But this is our reality, first of all. How do we get there? From here to there. Emmanuel, come. Come and hold the microphone. So, on giving your life to Christ, what will you do? I feel like tasting it, but it's not good to taste something that is very dark. Abby, I'm tempted. I refuse the temptation in the name of Jesus. So it is open. Then this brother or this sister, no, don't worry, I'm fine. This sister is now coming to church, especially Bible study. This brother is now coming to Bible study, not only Sunday service, but also Bible study, encounter night, workers' congress, every service. Anytime the church says we are open, no, please come, oh, we are going to pray, oh, we are going to go for evangelism, oh, every time, Larry, we will need you, shall come and stand here. So, this is what is happening. You see, a little bit of the word of God. The word of God is the water. Is water. Somebody says water. Mm-hmm. Put Ephesians 5:26 on the screen. So, the word of God is being poured into this person. But you know, it still looks dark. It looks like nothing is happening. The sickness is still in the body. The pain is still there. The symptoms are still there. Now, what does the Bible say in Ephesians 5:26? Read, everybody. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So this water is the word of God. Amen? So you keep pouring. You keep pouring. You keep pouring. Bible study. Sunday service. You keep pouring. Bible study. Sunday service. You keep pouring. Bible study. Sunday service. Thursday. Encounter. Friday. At the ICC, 5:30 to 7:30 prayer. Monday, 3 p.m. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, at some point when you are receiving the word of God, Satan will come and shake you. Shake you, shake you, shake you, shake. He will shake your faith. Shake what you think you know. How is your confession? I will check you. Check you. I will check you. Check, 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 check. Abba Mikchok. Have you heard that announcement? Uruki. Abba Mikcho. They don't know how to say mixture. They say Mikcho. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And when the shaking comes, the Holy Ghost does not leave you alone. He says, he can only shake you. Me, I will stare you. I will bring some staring. Oh, Paul the Apostle said to Timothy, he says, stir up the gift of God that is in you by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Keep pouring the word of God. You keep pouring the word of God. You keep pouring the word of God. You keep pouring the word of God. And then, as you pour the word of God, you also stir up. You stir the gift of God. You stir the gift of God. This is what you are doing when you are praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, bring it. Don't be afraid. It's a process, oh. It's a process. So, one ni suru. Ugba suru gon. Tomi eba ton wa sulo bumi. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. We keep pouring, you know. We keep, and as we are pouring, the Holy Ghost is pouring some things out of you gradually. Some habits are leaving you. Some habits, they are very tough. They are not leaving, but you are losing appetite for them. Are you with me, church? You are losing appetite for them. This thing is still dark now. Why is it taking so long? Is faith and patience. So, you are making room now. As you are emptying some of the dark content, you are making room for the word of God. Amen? So, you shake it again. Shake it again. Satan will come again. Hey, you have learned about faith now. He will now come and try your faith. The day your pastor preaches about joy, that day, expect somebody after service to say something nasty, to deflate your joy. Oh, Nielsen, I'm demonstrating it now. Is beating hard on your joy. Say, how would you dress like a slut to church? And this comes from someone you respect. So you are going home beating, checking, checking, checking. But then you stir up. You stir up the gift of God that is in you. Can I have an amen to that? You see, it is not as dark as it was anymore. Because a transformation is taking place. A renewing of the mind is taking place. You are not yet there. You are not yet perfect, all right? But you know that you are no longer where you used to be. Are you with me, church? So some dark contents have been let out. And as they have been let out, you are making room in your spirit man for the word of God. So now, you pour more word. You pour more word. Ah, it's getting lighter. But it's not looking like it's getting lighter. So you pour. You pour some more. Lanre, shawo marwe. You make some room. Make some room. Make some room. Hallelujah. We need more water. We need more water, honestly. You see, that's why your 5 minutes prayer time, 5 minutes Bible study is not enough. Can you see how long we've been here? Just trying to renew this mind. One mind. Imagine 200 minds in a church. Imagine 250. That's why some churches, they don't have mind for your mind. They don't have time for your mind renewal. They'll come the way you are. If you like, remain like that. If you like, one pastor says, if you like, wear G-string to church. If the Holy Spirit does not condemn you, I don't condemn you. What you want, no? Hey! So you enter some churches like this. You don't know whether you're in church or in Sodom and Gomorrah. The only thing remains is for them to be kissing and be doing the do in the church. See the way some people dress. You say, what? And nothing from the pulpit brings conviction. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, Lord. The time is about to be up. I have 7 minutes. You guys, bring water. Bring water. Bring bowl. Bring water. Can you see it's lighter? You keep pouring the word of God. And you are shaking. And you are stirring. You add the word of God, which is the water. And then you pray in the Holy Ghost. That's how you are stirring the gift. The gift. You stare. You stare. You stare. Okay. So, we will now turn this bottle into this bowl. Okay, this bowl. Are you with me, church? Adding water. So some of the dark contents are coming out. You have good content going in. All right? You have more dark content coming out. All right? And then you have good content going in. This also speaks to your social media. All right? What you are feeding on, what you are feasting on. Don't get garbage in, all right? Try as much as possible. Get the word of God in. That content coming out, and then good content coming in. And then we'll shake it again. This thing is not as dark as it was when we started, right? This is a Christian who is making progress. He's making progress on his Christian journey. That's why don't give up. Don't give up. I used to smoke one packet before. After some time of coming to the expression house, now I smoke only 2 sticks per day. Brother, you smoke 2 sticks? You are going to hell. No. Brother has made some progress in his journey. Can I have an amen? Hey, don't kill that sister. Every Friday night before was nightclub. Every Friday. Now only one Friday in a month. Hey, she's still making progress. Amen. Pastor, no, I don't know club. Don't kill her. Don't kill her. Someday she will, with her mouth, come to this pulpit and testify. Can I have an amen? But this is the journey to testimony. The journey. So we have some dark belelari, some dark content coming out, some more. As you yield yourself more to the Holy Ghost, that day, you don't share. So, we pour more of the word of God. Amen? This process has taken us time in this service. And yeah, that's the way it is in life. That's the way it is. Some shaking, some stirring, and some more of the word of God. Some shaking, some stirring, and some more of the word of God. Some shaking, some stirring, and some more of the word of God. Some shaking, some stirring, and some more of the word of God. Some shaking, some stirring, and some more of the word of God. you will see that even the bottle has lost its shape. This is what happens to your flesh. Jacob. It was Jacob, but now it's Israel. Otite. When God bends you, you become a better person. He aligns you to his purpose. They are not from the same company. But two of them are clean. Are you with me, church? You have the mind of Christ. And so we keep improving and improving and improving until we become when he appears. Hallelujah. Please let me drink water. Would that be fine? I will stop here for today. I think we've had enough today, right? I want to pray. See, I kept to time. I still have 3 minutes to go. 2 minutes, 52 seconds. And I'm giving that to you. So if you need healing, stand and come forward. Especially if you have got a doctor's report, or even if you haven't, but you feel some terrible symptoms in your body, please come. Come on, line up here. I want to pray with you. Someone get my anointing oil in my office and tissue. The rest of the church, please stand and pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to develop holy anger for that condition. I want you to be very angry in your spirit that that thing has found its way into your body. Why should it be in my body? My body is my body. God gave my body to me to enjoy and to live for him. Now, I'm going to ask you to do this. Look at me, everybody. I'm going to ask you to dedicate consciously and intentionally your body to God. You are going to tell him that from today, now, if you don't mean it, don't say it. If you still want to be using your body for your own personal stuff, which are ungodly, don't dedicate your body, but stay for healing. But it will pay you better if you dedicate your body to the Lord. Then God will show personal interest that, this is my body. I use this body. Like me now, God, as a minister, I dedicate my body to you. I don't want this body to do anything that will not glorify you. So that will mean that this hand will not be holding a bottle of beer. So pass down through this mouth to this tummy. Because now God now owns everything. And permit me to say, these hands will not go and be robbing another girl or another woman that is not my wife. Because God will not be part of adultery or fornication. Are you with me? So I am giving it to the Lord. So that whenever I lay it on anyone, I want the virtue of God to flow into that person. But you don't have to be a pastor to do that. As a child of God, do you know that there are people that are sick around you and God wants you to bring healing to them? Are you with me? What if your younger sister or younger brother is acting up in the dead of the night? You call Pastor Fred, his phone is switched off. What do you do? What if your mom is taken by some sickness or a strange disease and you are there? And you are there. If you are there, Christ is there now. Where is Christ? God bless you, baby. Make it louder. Where is Christ? He's in you. So I want your hands to become the hands of Christ and your legs to become the legs of Christ. There is a CSC hymn. Part of it says, Ibiki biti mubawa. That's how I want you to be living your life from today. That wherever I am, no danger, no fear, because Christ is there. Can I have an amen? Oh, you know it. Ah, Kosewu Jesu wa nibe. You don't need Pastor Fred here. That child is having convulsion in your house. You say, bring the child. Amaraji, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, you foul spirit, get out. And you lay hands on the child. And the child sneezes and comes back to full restoration. Would that not be nice? Come on, talk to me. Would that not be nice? Not a pastor. You are not a pastor. They will start calling you pastor. You're walking on the street. Somebody faints. They are looking for water, looking for doctor. You go there in the name of Jesus. Get up. The person comes back to life. Would that not be nice? A professor faints in your class. They are looking for ambulance. The man is almost dead. You go there and say, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and who myself, sir, get up. And you lay hands and he comes back to life. Will that not be nice? Oh, come on, talk to me, church. You're on an airplane. You are traveling. Somebody collapses on the airplane. They are looking for medical doctors. You say, what's the problem? I'm a doctor. Yeah, you are a doctor. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16:15. To 16 to 17. In my name, they shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. Put that on the screen. And they shall lay hands on the sick. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, yes. They shall take off serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on who? And the sick shall what? Do you know he didn't say they shall lay hands on the sick and pray? They shall lay hands on the sick. Just this. And I will expect the virtue of God to start flowing into this body right now. Close your eyes, everybody. In fact, I'm not going to pray. I'm just going to lay hands. This is the Bible we are practicing here. And you need to go back and do the test. And bring back your testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lay my hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're getting results already. The devil is angry right now. I tell you, we're getting results. Oh. Hallelujah, Ayoloje, we multi rida, rijigba. Hallelujah, Ayoloje, we multi rida, rijigba. Ah, ibikibiti mo bawa, kusewu.